This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker says the debut album by Shamir is one of the year's most striking albums, full of energy and optimism. Shamir is Shamir Bailey, a singer and songwriter in his early 20s from Las Vegas. Here's Ken's review of Shamir's album, Ratchet.
You took me over to the dark side. The thrill was good. Together we stood like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde. We will stay on the run. Forget the bad things we've done. We were fit for survival. No books but the Bible held out with a gun.
Shamir has a voice that soars, floating in and around the electric keyboards and percussion. It's a voice that sounds knowing and sly, ripe for pleasure and a good time. Working most frequently with disco, dance, house music beats, his songs invariably open out into pure pop pleasure.
Stranger kisses and pixie dust, crazy nights that's filled with lust. I don't know you.
Before this album, Ratchet, Shamir put out an EP called Northtown, named after the area where Shamir grew up, in North Las Vegas, a more rural area. He lived closer to a pig farm than to a casino. When I first heard Shamir, his voice reminded me of Sylvester, creator of the great 1978 disco anthem, You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. Like Sylvester, Shamir frequently projects an unbridled optimism, an assertion of confidence that has nothing to do with arrogance, but rather a firm insistence upon living life on his own terms.
I've been trying to find a reason to keep us together. Try to make up my bed of lies and call denial my shelter.
The music here benefits from its stripped-down quality. Working with producer Nick Sylvester, Shamir made the most of what was undoubtedly a low budget, using synthesized keyboards and percussion. I think Shamir is going to appeal to a lot of people once they dig deeper into his music, after the shock of pleasure there is to get from his singing. In his lyrics, Shamir rejects cynicism, irony, smug knowingness, negativity. As he sings on the swirling ballad Darker, it doesn't get darker unless you expect it to.
We're just shells that earth dwell, but our souls flow to new dimensional cells. But the love we leave is our
can't contain the truth, Shamir sings over and over at the conclusion of that song, Darker. Part of Shamir's truth is that he likes all kinds of music. I mean, how could I not like a guy who also covers country tunes such as Miranda Lambert's The House That Built Me and Kacey Musgrave's Merry-Go-Round? It's this range of taste that further suggests Shamir's potential to become a pop star to all people. Striking voice and androgynous demeanor come across as all-inclusive. Shamir's presentation, from his songs to his look, are all about inviting you in, leaving no one out. It's as pure a form of pop stardom ambition as we've had recently. "Just want to be great," he sings toward the end of his debut album, adding, "Is that such a crime?" No, Shamir, it is not.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Ratchet by Shamir. If you'd like to catch up on interviews you missed, like our interview with Pete Docter, the director of the new Disney Pixar film Inside Out, or our interview with Andrew Solomon about depression, check out our podcast, which you can find at itunes.com/freshair or wherever you get your podcasts. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. John Sheehan directed today's show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.
Got nothing left to lose. Just wanna make my next move. With all these worries on my back. And that's where they'll stay till I'm in the